blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We are back in the studio today, deep in an underground bunker, parts unknown. Actually, that's kind of true. Got enough food and firearms to ride the storm out, whatever that storm may be. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Just grew up in the deep country with post-Great Depression and World War II era parents, and I like to be prepared. So there. Big tip of the hat to my son, Parker James, a greenhorn who took home a lot of hardware at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Mo, last Friday. After only 3 years in the biz, he bagged the best interview in farm broadcasting in 2025 for his interview in Washington, D.C. with Representative Dusty Johnson. He also won the coveted Excellence in Ag Reporting Award for covering the mayhem at a PETA rally, not a fan, in Norfolk, Nebraska. Most ag reporters would be happy to win either one of these in a lifetime. He won two in the same year. Now it's my job as his boss and his father to not let his head blow up. Hey, congrats, Parker.
Practice.
A lot of big old Monday sales this week at our fantastic 15 reporting barns. Bred female sales at Faith Livestock and Stockman's Livestock in South Dakota, Wyoming's Torrington Livestock, Colorado's Loma Livestock, and Napoleon, North Dakota. Also breaking news that Tyson Foods will be closing their Lexington, Nebraska beef plant that processes 5,000 head of cattle per day and employs 3,000 hardworking folks. We are reaching out to Governor Pillen and Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer on this devastating news for small town America. Your old buddy Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying make it a prime rib this Thanksgiving and have a great Monday, folks. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Cry County Stockyards, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. That's why Keystone is partnered with Purple Wave for their December 10th agricultural auction featuring equipment in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Fine field-ready sprayers, Rogators, and semis, all selling at absolute no reserve. This is your genuine opportunity to enhance your operation with quality machinery. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Here's Bryce Dibbern with the Livestock Marketing Association.
The Common Ground Coalition was formed to unite the livestock industry. We need to get some wins. The industry has been really good about playing defense. It's time to start playing some offense and take some steps in the right direction. There has never been a better way to make a positive impact on the livestock industry than right now by just signing on to the coalition. If you guys go to thecommongroundcoalition.net, it's simple. It takes 5 to 10 seconds. It is going to make a huge impact. Time is now. Commongroundcoalition.net.